Diva Speaks podcast is the premier relationship podcast that explicitly deals with relationship matters from a woman's point of view. No subject is off limits. Relationship challenges, sex, intimacy, dating, infidelity, finances, heartbreak, and situationships are all a part of the discussion. Your relationship matters.
Today, November the 17th. And guess what? All is well in the world so far. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is bright and early. And look, I started the show on time. Good things, good vibes. Yes, this is your Coffee and Conversation edition. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope that all of you who are under the sound of my voice have an amazing day. I do. I hope you have an amazing day. And I want you to make some good choices today. I want you to stay prayed up today. I want you to block any type of negative energy that may attempt to disturb your vibe. Just block it. Today is not the day. Well, actually, no day is the day, but especially today, I want that for you. You know, I want to apologize in advance because when I add the music, it doesn't allow me to see who's actually in the studio. So I guess this is some type of mysterious effect. I can see people are coming in, but I don't know who. So welcome and good morning. I hope you have your coffee or your beverage of choice. I actually set my alarm clock for 6 a.m. and I think I laid there for an additional 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, hell no, I have a show to do. Yes, I have a show to do. So again, welcome everybody. Welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships on this fine Tuesday morning. Yes, my voice doesn't normally sound like this. Well, to me it doesn't. So I apologize for sounding like a man and for sounding like a frog or for sounding like someone who smokes cigarettes, because I don't smoke. I can bring the smoke, but I don't smoke. Yes, welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships. I am the diva of Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Portorreal, and I'm going to be talking to you today about a subject that's long overdue. But before I get into that, let me get my thank yous off the table. Thank you to all of you who chose to join me this morning, and I want to thank all of my loyal and faithful subscribers, my followers. Thank you guys for accompanying me on this journey. I do not take you for granted. I know. So many people out there are starting podcasts. Congrats to all that are. So many people have so many things to talk about in this world of podcasting, and then to even flood the gates even more, you got celebrities that are now doing podcasts. And I'm like, oh my God, don't you have enough money and fame and prestige? Do you really need to enter into this arena? But what the hell? Everybody gets to do what they want to do. But with all of that being said, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to tune into Diva Speaks Relationships. Now comes my plea. If you haven't had an opportunity to find me or follow any of my social media pages, I extend the invitation to you to do so. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is divaspeaks, _official. Once again, that is divaspeaks, _official. You can also find me on Facebook. My Facebook handle is TrueDivaSpeaks, facebook.com/TrueDivaSpeaks. I recently joined TikTok. Why in the hell did I do that? Oh my God, you literally can log into TikTok and think you're going to be on there just passing time, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, I just want to look and see what's going on. And you look up and damn, it's 5 days later. I joke. But I mean, really, some of the stuff on there, it is hilarious. It's a breath of fresh air, actually. But I'm on TikTok as well. I'm forgetting to tell you some stuff because it is really, really early. And I'm trying to sip my coffee and talk to you guys because we need to get into it. But I have a Facebook group. If you find me on Facebook, the Diva Speaks page, it gives you the link to the group. I keep it true to speaking all things relationships. I don't venture out. I don't talk about cars or, you know, I don't know, hair or just things that are not relationship related. So if you come to my page, let me tell you, it is 100% all about relationships. So, a little bit of good news here, guys. I recently signed a contract with my public access TV network here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, Diva Speaks Relationships is coming to public access TV, Access 21. Yes, yes, I wanted to say toot-toot, beep-beep. Yes, I signed the contract, so my show will be airing as of January 2021. I'm so excited. I'm a little bit nervous. You know, I'm stepping into territory I'm not familiar with, but it has been a dream of mine. So be on the lookout for that. And also, the Diva has developed her own card game. I don't want to talk too much about it. I have kind of like shared a little bit of information on my social media pages, but I have a card game coming out. It's going to be released. It's a game changer. I know what you're used to, and I know what's out there because I've done my research. I've done my due diligence. When I tell you, ladies, I have brought you some help. Do you understand me? Yes, I have brought you some help. I will not disappoint. This game is literally a game changer. So the more that information I get about when I can actually start, you know, making it do what it do, I'll release that information to you. But I want to let you know that Diva has a game, a card game coming out, and I will not disappoint. And I also want to take this opportunity before I get the show officially started. I want to thank the Lord himself. God is so good, guys. Let me tell you something. I got to take a sip of coffee on that one. Excuse me for a second. You know, I don't like to talk about religion on my show. I really don't. I feel like my faith, my beliefs, are truly private, and it's an intimate thing with me. But when God has been good to you, it's kind of hard to hold back and not let people know when he has graced you with his goodness. Let me just put it like this. Have you ever just been blatantly attacked by the enemy or his little helpers or his little demons? People that were not shy about letting you or the world know that they really didn't like you or that they had it out for you. You know, people are bold these days. You ever encountered something like that? And they literally attempted to drag you through the bowels of hell. Yeah, Diva's been dealing with that. Let me tell you, I have been dealing with that. Now, because I'm private, I won't give you details, but I've been dealing with that. And in the midst of all of that bull sugar honey iced tea, God gave me an idea. Oh, yes, he did. And I turned all of that pain into power. I used it to fuel me into something else. And all I'm going to say is Psalms 20, the 23rd Psalm is how we say it, right? That he prepareth the table before the presence of my enemies. Oh my God. That's all I'm going to say as it relates to the card game. So, I did that coffee this morning, guys. So, okay, Diva, let's get into it. So, guys, you know, I wanted to talk about today. Excuse me, I'll sit that down. The show is entitled When the Tables Turn, the discussion on when a woman cheats. I should have reworded that, when a woman decides to cheat. So many conversations have been held. We're constantly having them, and I'm saying we as a society, we're constantly having the conversations about when those men cheat, you know, blah, 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 blah. When he does this and if he does that and all of that, we are flooded. We are in the overflow of information about men cheating. We focus as a society so much of our time and conversation and attention when we're talking about relationships to those men and their cheating ways. But in comparison, there's very little conversation about when a woman cheats. Yeah. We hear the chatter, of course. Oh, women cheat. Yeah, they cheat too. We know. We know. And, you know, the little jabs at us. How we so slick with it. Oh, you're sneaky and you're slick with it. Oh, yeah, we can be if we are tempted to go that route. Yeah, we can do that. And I just want to just put it out there that this conversation that I'm having with you, I am not condoning cheating. Cheating is, in my opinion, it is tacky. I feel that if you just have to resort, if you feel that, no, don't have to. You never have to. Let me rephrase that. If you find yourself contemplating cheating or infidelity, maybe you should be spending your time making an exit strategy out of the relationship. Or maybe it's time to really sit down and find a good therapist or counselor for you and or your partner. When you get to that stage, ladies, it's time. So I just want to say before I get started, because I'm going to step on some toes, or I just may have a 100% amen corner. I do not condone cheating. I think it's wrong. I think it's absolutely wrong. I'm not condoning it, and I'm not saying it's okay. However, what I'm about to talk about, I will say I do understand how you arrived at that address. Okay? So generally when cheating occurs, when a woman decides that she's going to cheat, she's probably sick and tired of begging the man to do right by her. Let's just start there. You know, Fannie Lou Hamer, she's actually from a small town that I spent most of my childhood in, Ruleville, Mississippi. She's famous for that phrase of being sick and tired, of being sick and tired. You know, that's generally where a woman is at when those thoughts of infidelity start to cross her mind and she's no longer fighting the urge to resist it because she is tired of your shit. Do you understand that? No, they don't understand that. Because, you know, women have been conditioned for as long as I can remember. There are so many freaking conversations from the elders always telling a woman what she needs to do to keep her man happy. And if you don't do this, my child, and you need to do this to keep him happy, because if you don't do it, that man is going to go outside and he's going to look for it elsewhere. I think we've all heard it from somebody. You probably don't remember exactly who, or maybe you do. You've heard that before. But what is disturbing to me is that, ladies and gentlemen, that same conversation is not being had with the men as much as it is being had with us. And I'm saying us because I'm a female, I'm a woman. It's not, because I figured that if it was, I think a lot more men would be consistent in their relationship behaviors. Why is the onus always placed on the woman to carry the relationship like that? Should we always be worried about things like that? No, we should not. So that's why I felt it was necessary to have the conversation today about when a woman cheats. Because it happens. And generally, she decides to do this because we're talking about the woman that is deciding to cheat or is cheating when she sees no foreseeable change in that man's ways or actions. I'm going to say it again. When she doesn't see any change on the horizon, that's going to drive her to it. When she has one foot out the door. And the things that man doesn't affect her like it used to, doesn't hurt her like it used to. She's become numb to the bullshit and the antics, along with tired of begging that man to do something. I don't know what it could be. It could be taking out the trash. Well, now that I've said that, I would hope it wouldn't be something as minute as taking out the trash that has driven you to cheat. But I don't know, different strokes for different folks, you know. You know, sometimes this generally happens in a workplace when a woman is spending too much time with one person. And she falls victim to feelings because she's been spending too many lunch breaks and breaks, cocktail hours with a guy, and then feelings just evolve. But that happens too. So at what point does a woman decide that she's ready to risk it all? Because I think there is some truth, guys, to the chatter that when we, and I'm saying we because I'm a woman, I'm only saying we because I'm a woman. When we do it, most of the time, it is emotional. We're not just laying down to get a wet one. Usually, emotions are involved with us. So when we decide that we want to step outside of whatever relationship we're in, excuse my French, you fucked up. You have really fucked up. So let's get into it. I've wrote out a list. You know, when Diva writes out her list, I've had some time to think. You may or may not agree with the things on the list, so you may or, you know, can identify with some of the things that I'm about to say, but this is what I bring to the table today. And again, I do not condone or promote cheating. Number one, when a woman loses respect for you as her man, that's a big deal. That's almost a deal breaker. When a woman starts to lose respect and then has lost respect for you, anything is pretty much on the table. You've opened a door. Now, I don't know what you've done to allow the respect to be lost in the eyes of your woman, but when she loses respect, that's like opening Pandora's box. Number two, when the sex and the intimacy has all but stopped, it's few and far in between. I think several podcasts ago, maybe I think it was back in the summer months, I think I talked about something like that, like when a couple is having problems or they hit a roadblock and then, you know, one or both parties decide that they're just not going to touch each other anymore, that you are definitely flirting with danger. So in this particular case that I'm talking about, if you are the man in the relationship and you have stopped touching your woman, if you are not, excuse my phrase, if you're not dicking her down like you used to, again, you're knocking on the door of trouble. Number three goes hand in hand, kind of what I just said. Maybe she's dissatisfied with the sex. Maybe the sex between the two of you is just trash. It has dwindled to nothing. Maybe the energy and the emotion and the vibe and all of the passion that you used to bring to the bedroom is no longer there. It's not there, and she still wants it. And you have failed to realize that it's not there anymore. Perhaps she's giving you little hints, or maybe she's just been flat out blatant and come to you as a woman to let you know she's not satisfied in the bedroom. But you know, some men like to beat their chest and their ego gets in the way and they don't want to have that conversation. Whether you have the conversation or not, if it's not fixed and she's still dissatisfied with her sex life with you, you're inviting trouble. Number four, taking a woman for granted, things that she brings to the table, her gifts to the relationship, you no longer thank her or appreciate what she does and how she does it. You don't realize the gift in her anymore. You're just taking her for granted as if she's some ordinary woman, some random off the street that's doing the things that she does for you. I'm not saying it's right, but no one wants to be taken for granted. And again, I throw God in here. Even God doesn't want to be taken for granted. My God, please. You have to acknowledge, be thankful, be grateful, and express verbally your appreciation for whatever your woman is doing and stop taking her for granted, because that really pisses a lot of women off. Number five may be a little touchy. When a woman is no longer attracted to you, in no shape, form, or fashion, maybe she's not physically attracted to you. Maybe she's not sexually attracted to you anymore. Now, I don't know how many women arrive at that particular destination. I've never had that happen to me, but I can tell you that I've heard some chatter over social media. Sometimes men let themselves go and they fail to realize that, you know, it's not only the woman that needs to keep herself up and look good for her mate. It's the man as well. Packing on weight, you know, not caring if you shave or not, or get those haircuts, or, you know, looking nice for her, being sexy for her, smelling good for her. Anyway, the point is, if she's no longer attracted to you, especially sexually attracted to you, she doesn't want you touching on her, there's a problem. Number six, when you are failing to provide for your woman, when a woman is not being protected, and that could cover a lot of bases, protected. If you are failing to protect that woman, are you covering that woman? Are you providing for that woman? If you are failing to do any of those three things or a combination of all of those things, some women are very high maintenance and they demand that you do those things for the duration of the relationship. You don't get a chance to slack with any of that. Because as our elders used to tell her, what you won't do, another man will. Number seven. And again, we're talking about what could drive a woman to entertain the possibility of cheating. Allowing your friends and family or associates and acquaintances to disrespect her continuously. And then, let me go back. Going back to number six, failing to protect her or cover her. Put people in their place. And if you can't put them in their place, getting them out of your circle or your life. Are you allowing your friends and family to just run amok with your woman? Again, women can be natural born fighters. We can fight for what we want, but I tell you one thing, what we're not gonna keep doing is fighting people that come from your side of the table. You need to tame those animals. I digress. I'm so messy. You want to know the number eight reason that a woman could cheat? Hello. 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 Welcome. And good morning. Revenge cheating. Oh, that's a bitch. Oh, my God. What can drive a... That should have been my number one, right? When we're talking about what would motivate a woman to cheat. Revenge. Oh, yeah. I know. I don't want to hear it this morning, though, because we're talking about flesh. We're talking about imperfection. We're talking about a woman that is freaking fed up. So on behalf of the women who may have experienced infidelity in their relationship, and going back to what I said earlier, they don't see any change on the horizon and they are sick and tired of begging their man to do right by them. You've been cheating on your woman. That's my question to the men who are under the sound of my voice. Have you been cheating on your woman? Well, have you? Well, I tell you, especially if you've been caught and you continued the behavior, you continue to step out on her. Oh, that will motivate her. Oh, yes, indeed. I don't condone, but I can definitely see how she could be driven to bust it wide open for the next dude. Because some women have the mindset, you know what? We eat from the same plate. What is good for the goose is what? Okay, don't start none, won't be none. So if you don't want your woman entertaining thoughts of infidelity, don't open Pandora's box. Number 9, I'm just going to say it. Some women are just naturally promiscuous, and maybe there is no reason. There is no lack in the relationship. The man has done nothing wrong. He's doing everything that a man is supposed to do. He's loving her right. He's given her everything that he could possibly give her within his power. He's a godly man. He's a do right man. He's a family man. I mean, he puts her first. She is his world. But there is the occasional woman that just has whole tendencies. It is what it is. I can't dissect that any further. I don't have those whole tendencies. I've never been cut like that. But, and there's no judgment. I'm not judging the next woman. I'm not. I'm just speaking on it. I'm not judging. Far it be from me to tear another woman down because she sins differently than I do. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, ladies, you know, if you got some whole tendencies. Yeah, so sometimes, man, it's just not even about you. It's just something about her that, you know, she's just promiscuous like that. Number 10 is dangerous. What can drive a woman to cheat and want to dip her toes in that pool? Well, she just doesn't care about the relationship anymore. She just don't give a F-U-C-K. She just doesn't care. Doesn't care. Who knows how she got there? Maybe the two of you have just drifted apart. You know, I don't know. Maybe things have been different for a while, and maybe it's just easier to stay than go. Maybe it's a little bit more complicated than saying it's over and we move to separate addresses or just cut ties. Maybe there are children involved. Maybe there are businesses involved, money at stake. Real estate in the mix, families that have been, you know, merged. You know, it's always complications that prevent two people from going their separate ways when the party's over. But when a woman just really doesn't care about the relationship no more, she doesn't give a damn. She will start seeing Jamal, Chase, Jason, Julio, Nigel. I'm trying to come up with names. You know, it is what it is. And before you men get up all up on your high horse and you want to act as if, you know, you've been known to do the same thing when you no longer care or you're not as invested in the relationship as you once were. Your eyes start to roam as well. You start relaxing boundaries when you're away from the presence of your woman. So don't you dare get up on your high horse. And actually, on behalf of all women, I'm doing you a favor this morning. I'm letting you know how women arrive at the decision that she wants to cheat. Number 11, I wish I could say this as country as I want to say it. You've hurt her just too many goddamn times. You've just really been relentless with the amount of pain that you have put on this woman. You hurt her too damn much. You brought more pain than you brought happiness into her life. Maybe it was a season. Maybe it's been a lifetime. Maybe it's been for the whole relationship. I'm just giving examples, but you've hurt her one too many damn times, and she's just said, you know what? Let me go on out here and see what's out here out in this world. Pain changes people. Pain changes people. And again, I'm going to keep saying this. I do not condone cheating. I'm not promoting cheating. No, I think it's tacky. I think, you know, that's wrong. I've always felt like that. I would advise you not to engage in it, because if you think the relationship is fractured now, when infidelity is a part of the equation, it just changes things. And I know this from my first marriage. Oh my goodness, it changes things. And ladies, you know what? We don't need anybody else to tell us. We know this for a fact. A man can't handle the same hurt that he dishes out on a woman. Oh no, he cannot. Honey, let me tell you. Tyrone can go out there and get caught slipping a couple of times, right? And you can find it in your heart to take him back. You can forgive him. You can try and work through the issues. You can try and understand how he got to that point and make the necessary changes to try and prevent it all you want. And take him back, right? Many women have taken their men back even after a child has been conceived as a result of her man's infidelity. I know, because I see it in so many groups and discussions on social media. Oh, that's a hot topic. That's a hot topic. I don't understand why, but anyway, that's not my business. But ladies, let you come home with a side baby and see if your man still stays there. No, he will not. 9 times out of 10, a man will not accept an outside child out of the relationship when you dipped out on him. They don't look at us the same. I say us because I'm a woman. I have to emphasize that. My husband don't play that. So I just want to make sure that's understood. Yeah. Oh, no. Let your man find out that you're cheating. Like he knows that when you leave the house, you're going across town to be dicked down by such and such. And you're going to spend the weekend, or you're going out of town for a nice little vacation, and you're going to come back home to him. That would never happen. But so many women have done it through the years. Extended grace and mercy in the relationship. But if the tables were turned, it would not be extended to you. So again, I want to emphasize, if you've hurt that woman one too many times and you have not acknowledged that, you haven't acknowledged it, you're flirting with danger. You are. You're flirting with danger. Oh, so this one, my number 12. Now, we all know that there are attractive people in the world, right? You know, I mean, there's always going to be somebody prettier, finer, has more, with a higher level of education, all of these things. That's understood. But number 12 is when your woman is sexually attracted to someone else, She has a stronger sexual attraction to someone else, and she's not fighting it. And then let's throw, there's a little bit of chemistry in the mix. Explosive. And just to be a little bit messy, how about she's sexually attracted to someone else and she's not fighting it? You've hurt her one too many times. You've not acknowledged it. She doesn't see any change in the way you've been treating her or your actions. And she's sick and tired of being sick and tired. The perfect storm. You want to push her? You want to push her to cheat? A combination, that little cocktail right there, was set it on fire. But my number 13, let me just move right along. So let's travel back just a couple of minutes when we were talking about revenge cheating, right? That'll motivate a woman to get out there when you've done it first or you've been caught, right? Number 13, what can drive a woman to cheating? When you've hurt her one too many times, and now she only wants to hurt you. It's not right. Hell, most of the time it won't even work. It won't. It's sad. It won't even work. But when you've pushed her and you've hurt her and you've damaged her, you've damaged her. Yeah, you have. Oh, yes, you have. I don't know who's talking back at me through your phone. You've hurt her. Yeah, I told you just a few seconds ago, pain changes people. So when a woman gets to the point where she is out to hurt you, oh, she'll fuck around and cheat on you. Yes, she will. Number 14, don't do it, my friends, don't do it. When communication has all but ceased. If your woman can't talk to you anymore, if the two of you can't hold a conversation, communication has died. Yeah. If you're not talking to your woman, somebody's gonna be talking to your woman. Somebody wants to hear what she has to say. Somebody wants to know how she's feeling, how her day's been. Somebody wants to know, is she okay? When the conversation has dried up, those are the three basic things that you can ask your woman to get the conversation started. There are no excuses for the communication, the line of communication drying up. No excuse. Do better. A woman wants to be talked to. She wants some conversation. That will never change. My number 15, you've stopped noticing her. You've stopped noticing her. You don't compliment her anymore. You're not affectionate with her anymore. You don't look at her the same anymore. And all the things that she does to remain beautiful, not only for herself, but for you. Maybe she has a new hairstyle, or maybe she goes and she gets her toes done, you know, a manicure and a pedicure. She prances around all sexy for you. Maybe she works out Maybe she's toned, or maybe she's losing weight and she's making some changes. Maybe she dresses impeccably. Maybe her makeup is flawless, or maybe she doesn't have to wear any makeup at all and her skin is glowing. She's glowing because she takes very good care of herself. And you with yourself, you don't even take the time to see her. You got men out here in the streets that compliment your woman every time she is seen. But the one that she really wants to hear it from, it never crosses his lips. Are you guilty of that? Have you stopped complimenting your woman? Have you stopped letting your woman know how beautiful she is to you? Have you stopped telling your woman that she's fine? Have you stopped verbally acknowledging to your woman that she's the best thing that has come into your life, or one of the best things that have come into your life? When was the last time you told her that? Well, if you haven't, you know, today is a good day to make those changes. But if you haven't, that will definitely open up the door and invite those compliments and attention that she's longing for, that she's hungry for. Maybe it's Apu at the Quickie Mart that notices her when she comes in and grabs a few snacks or something. Or maybe it's the grocery store clerk that notices the fragrance that she has on when she comes through the line, that lets her know she smells so delicious. Okay, I'm being messy with that. But anyway, not seeing your woman, withholding compliments, not appreciating her beauty can definitely, it can definitely motivate her to start seeking the attention of other men. Oh yeah, it will. You men are guilty of it too. Let your woman not notice you and tell you how fine you are. And thank you for going out there and providing for her. Oh, baby, you smell so good. Oh, baby, you look so good. My baby, fine. My man is all that. Oh, yeah, I said it and I meant it. You men have the biggest egos. You ego trip. We have to constantly feed your ego. So if we withheld that from you, you already know what time it is. Well, honey, it works the same way for women. You better be attentive, but let me move along. My number 16, not spending time with her. Oh, hell yeah. Some of the things on my list all need to be a number one. Like, they're all important to a lot of women. If you're not spending time with your woman, if everything else is a priority or a hot button issue that has to be taken a front seat to her, something is wrong. You're not spending time with your woman. That's dangerous, because a woman will become lonely. A woman, companionship is important when you're already in a relationship. Don't give me that bull crap about, well, that's why she needs interest. That's why she needs other activities. That's why she needs her own friends. That's why she needs family. Yeah. But if all of that could replace you, then why the hell does she need you? You have to spend time with your woman. Date nights are important. And it's not always about leaving the house necessarily, even though that's fun. We love to get all dolled up and sexy for our men, and be doted on, have a wonderful night on the town, just the two of you, two of us. We love that. But I don't want to ever underestimate the power of an intimate, quiet night at home. Some nice music, whatever your selection or your genre of music is, some cocktails, beautiful conversation all snuggled up, or a night of hot, passionate sex. You got to spend time with her. So if you're not, well, guess what? That could drive her to cheating. So I'm going to move along. Number 17, again, I say in these last few minutes of the show, everything should be the number one. My number 17, if you have stopped making your woman a priority, that is a trigger. Because what did you replace her with? If she is no longer a priority in your life or wherever she fell before, what took her place? A woman knows when she's no longer your priority. You think she's going to stand for that? Shit. Look at me whispering a cuss word. You think she's going to stand for that shit? No, she's not. No, she's not. Again, if you're no longer making her a priority, and especially if she has pointed that out, it's problematic, my friend. Number 18, I've talked about this on the show just a little bit. I think I've had a couple of shows about it. She no longer trusts you, whatever that may be. And I've said this a few times on the show. Trust isn't necessarily about remaining faithful as I'm talking about this. If your woman can no longer trust you or confide in you, that's a problem. Perhaps she doesn't trust you with her secrets, her private thoughts. She doesn't trust you with certain pieces of information because what she tells you no longer stays between the two of you. It travels to other people and places. Maybe because you don't make her a priority. Maybe she doesn't trust you with the finances anymore because what used to be important to you no longer is the case. Maybe she doesn't trust your decision-making anymore. If that woman no longer trusts you, if she can no longer confide in you, that's a problem. Oh, it's like writing her a permission slip to go and have those same conversations with someone else who will listen, who will gain her confidence. And you know, cheating doesn't start in the bedroom, guys. You know that, right? It does not start in the bedroom. It starts from conversation. Going back to number 14, remember we talked about communication. If you stop communicating with her, or maybe she stopped communicating with you because of the number 18 that we've parked it right now. She can't confide in you. She doesn't trust you. So she shut down and she shut up. That's a problem. Why would you want your woman having to spill her guts to another man? Because she doesn't trust you anymore. You're flirting with infidelity when you do that to her. I'm gonna make this my number 19 and my 20. You never apologize or take accountability for any of the shit you do. If there are any apologies made between the two of you, it is always coming from her. You don't own your shit. You think that you do no wrong, or if you do wrong, you fail to apologize and correct your behavior. A woman will only take so much of that. Hear me, my friends. A woman will only take so much of you never saying, "I'm sorry, I fucked up. I didn't mean to hurt you." And this kind of goes back to, I talked about this, well, I think it was my last show, the sex serve as an apology. You think because you can go in the bedroom and dig her down and suck her soul out that that's your "I'm sorry"? No, 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 no. Sometimes it takes the words traveling across your lips, coming out of your mouth to begin the healing process. Words are powerful. And if you're never, never held accountable for the things that you do, the negativity that you bring to the relationship when you on your shit, when you on your bullshit, oh, that can turn a woman off. That can turn her off. Amen. I can see some comments because the bottom half of my screen. I see, is it Ama? Ama? Yes. She says, yes, the word "I'm sorry" heals. Yes, it's definitely a start. So, guys, again, I just wanted to let it be known that women do cheat. We all know that. But what were some of the triggers that would lead her in that direction? With 3 minutes and counting, I'll run back through them real quick. Losing respect for her man when there's no intimacy or sex, when she's dissatisfied with the sex, when she's no longer attracted to you, when you have failed to provide, protect, and cover her in the relationship, when you allow your friends, family, acquaintances, and associates to disrespect her in your relationship. Sometimes a woman just cheats because you started it first. Revenge cheating is a real thing. Please, don't think that's a myth. That shit is real. I hope that if you didn't learn anything, maybe it, I don't know, brought some things to the forefront, or maybe it was entertaining. I don't know. I just know I wanted to come on and talk to you guys today. As you can see, I'm very opinionated. And as you can hear, I do do a lot of research on social media. And then I have so many friends and family back home in Dallas, Fort Worth, and I hear so many stories that I am able to put together a show for you in moments like this where we can talk about some things and put it on the table. I'm going to end the show right here. And for all of you that tuned in today for the live show, I thank you. I thank you. In this crazy world, this last couple, what has been 2 weeks? Yeah, since November the 3rd. We've had a hell of a ride. It feels like our lives have been a reality show if you've been watching TV. And sometimes it's nice just to take a break from things and talk about something else. I appreciate you. I don't stand here big-headed. I stand here humbled. Because I enjoy what I do. I've always been that chick everybody likes to talk to about their relationships and get advice. From junior high to today, I'm her. So I brought it to the mic. I pray that you all are blessed. I want you to have an amazing day. Good vibes only. Let's be good to one another. There's so much hate in this world. So many unkind people, so many people with bad intentions. So I want each of us to be intentional in our kindness. Love will win, guys. Don't let all the hate and negativities and naysayers convince you otherwise. In the end, love and kindness will win. So if you haven't told a friend about the show, you guys, if you've enjoyed today's show, tell them about it. Don't keep me to yourself. Don't be all stingy and selfish. You can share the podcast. My God. And also, as a reminder, The Diva is coming to cable TV. I will be on Access 21. I don't have my the days and my time slots. I'll be getting that around the first week of December. And of course, I will share that with you. You can be you'll be able to find Diva Speaks Relationships on TV on Spectrum if you have Spectrum Cable, or if you have AT&T, UVerse, as well as Roku TV and Video on Demand. I will be accessible on all of those platforms. I'm still going to keep the podcast running. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, honey. I am really trying to just live my dream. That's it. And for those of you who were late tuning in, my card game. Yes, I have developed a relationship card game. It is a game changer. I will roll out detail. Okay, you know what? Let me just go ahead and tell y'all. I'm going to let you know more information about the card game as soon as my attorney has submitted the application to the patent office. That's what I'm waiting on. Bam, I told you. There it is. That's right. That's right. That's how much of a game changer what I'm rolling out is, that I had to go and come up with the funds to hire a patent attorney. And if you do your research, you know that is expensive as hell. That's how much I believe in what I have developed. Oh, ladies, this is just going to be such a wonderful gift for you. Oh, you're going to thank me. You're going to want to be my new best friend. So anyway, just a reminder that the card game is coming out. And until the next time, you guys have a wonderful day. Be blessed. Be good. And I want you to meet me right back here for the very next show. And until we speak again, the Diva has spoken.